You're listening to SBS News.
As COVID cases and hospitalizations in the United States reach a six-month high, frustrations are also peaking. The spread of the Delta variant is being fueled by those who remain unvaccinated, while mask mandates are becoming increasingly divisive. It's prompted former Hollywood actor and California governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to take to social media to issue this message.
But I think people should know there is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom, because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities.
As immunization rates slowly climb, coronavirus is now being contracted by children. And the United States' top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has given this warning.
The Delta variant is much more highly transmissible than was Alpha. So given that, you'll see more children likely get infected. And since you have a certain percentage of children, even though the percentage is small, certain percentage of children will require hospitalization. So quantitatively, you will see more children in the hospital.
It comes as schools across the US prepare to return to the classroom after the summer break. California has become the first state to require employees at all schools to show proof of vaccination or face weekly testing. And dozens of angry anti-mask protesters interrupted an elementary school board meeting in Tennessee where a mask mandate for children was being debated. The incident has even drawn the attention of the United States President Joe Biden.
I know there are a lot of people out there trying to turn a public safety measure, that is children wearing masks in school so they can be safe, into a political dispute. And that this isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe. To the mayors, school superintendents, educators, local leaders who are standing up to the governor's politicizing mask protection for our kids, thank you. Thank you as well. Thank God that we have heroes like you. And I stand with you all, and America should as well.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the evidence is clear on protecting children from COVID-19.
We do know how to keep our children safe. We know how to do so in schools, and we know that most of the infections that is coming in through into schools is coming from high rates of disease in the community. So best way to keep our schools safe, and we know how to do it, is to vaccinate everyone who can be vaccinated, vaccinate family members if children cannot yet be vaccinated, and then to follow the mitigation strategies in our school guidance, including masking in schools.
And Dr. Walensky says more research is needed into the long-term effects of COVID on children.
We are examining long COVID in children, and we are seeing long COVID symptoms, mostly fatigue and headache. They appear to be happening at rates that are lower than they are in adults, in the 2-3%. But of course, data with Delta and long COVID will need to be followed differently and longitudinally as we have been with Alpha. So more data to follow on that.
China has again hit out at America's handling of the pandemic. Officials have been waging a campaign of disinformation against the US since President Joe Biden ordered intelligence agencies to dig deeper into the origins of the virus. Earlier this week, a Facebook post claiming to be from a Swiss biologist suggested the US was pressuring the World Health Organization. But the post was removed after the Swiss embassy suggested it was a fake. China has been limiting commentary, suggesting it should reconsider its zero-tolerance approach to the virus as other countries open up. On state broadcaster China Central Television, anchor Bao Xiaofeng was reinforcing the party line.
The commentary points out that with the highest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the world, the United States is a well-deserved world number one anti-pandemic failure. It stresses that the country's crushing defeat in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic is rooted in letting politics override the lives of its people. Political manipulation that ignores the basic human rights of Americans is still underway, while a huge humanitarian disaster
fastest spread across the land of the United States. It's a shame for America and a misfortune for Americans.
But questions over the origins of COVID-19 are not going away. A new documentary, The Virus Mystery, from Danish television channel TV2, has fueled more speculation about how the virus started. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization found that a leak from a Wuhan lab was extremely unlikely and that no further investigation was needed. But in the documentary, the WHO's head of mission investigating into the origins of COVID-19, Peter Ben-Embarek, confirms that there was pressure from China to make that finding. And he says the truth about the virus origins may lie somewhere in between.
So spør jeg lidt sådan, hvor gammel er det her laboratorium?
An employee at the lab gets infected while working in a bat cave collecting samples. Such a scenario, while being a lab leak, would also fit our first hypothesis of direct transmission of the virus from bat to human. This is a hypothesis that we consider to be likely.
Peter Ben-Embarek has since told the Washington Post his comments had been mistranslated. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.